The thing with checkers is like checkers is playing checkers. Checkers is playing chess. Chess is playing checkers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside producer slash seducer Nick Scarpino.
Top of the morning to
you. I like this shirt.
Thanks, man. This is one of my favorite shirts now. Yeah. I like the way it fits. I like the way it hugs my arms and it goes a little high and tight.
They fit fantastic.
They
don't
do. I don't know what blank this is. The white one that I wear. But I really like it.
The white one that I love wearing.
This is Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
It fits me beautifully. It makes me look trim.
I'm bummed I gave that away. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was like a textured Twitch hoodie.
Yeah.
What's that all about? It's like a Superman symbol.
It's hard to see. It's very, very, very subtle.
You want to get close to the camera?
I bought a. Maybe in the light.
Oh, that's cool. You can see it.
Oh, there it is. It's kind of hard. Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Nick's going behind the cam.
Oh. It's like a Uncharted puzzle. Certain light.
Where did this come from?
I bought it on Amazon. I'm really unhappy with their Amazon choices, with the choices you have to purchase, because they have a purple one. That is totally not the purple they're showing on the website.
Don't like that.
It came in the mail, and it was way closer to red than like the bluish sort of Twitch purple. And now maroon. They have a new purple.
All new purple.
It's color. Closer to maroon, honestly. And I was like, fuck, this is the wrong color, dude. So I returned that shit. And then I bought another one. Hoodie didn't come in. A sweater came in with the set sort of embossed thing.
I'm gonna touch it again.
But it said the words Twitch. It said the word Twitch on it.
Yeah.
And was I too lazy to return it? Yeah, I was. Like,
seems like you said you were happy with it, but you have two stories of them getting it really wrong. First, the color, not as advertised. Then the wrong shirt.
They just sent me the different wrong thing.
At this point, why don't you just send them money and say, "Send me whatever you want." You know what I mean? Over there, Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka. The verified one at Tim Gettys.
That's the most. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
You hanging in there? How's that Red Bull treating you?
Oh, it's good. Kev, I sent something to Assets. Can you bring it up right now?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I had to clean out my mom's house yesterday.
Sure.
Of course, a lot of pictures.
Cleaning up
were
my closet.
In that. And I was like, I want to just show one picture of the Kind of Funny Podcast.
I'm
and
sorry,
this is the
Mom.
One I decided on.
I never meant to hurt you.
Didn't know
what you Speaking part. Of which, you see Ninja on.
Oh, my God.
Masked Singer?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That was something.
He was singing well. This is great, though.
This is the cutest picture I've ever seen in my life.
This is Easter time at the Gettys household. That is me and Cool Greg.
Look at these little fucks.
Now here's my...
Cool Greg. Does he look like him, though?
Yes. It looks like him.
And he's in the eyes.
And B, the fact that he's missing a sock is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I fucking love it, though.
He's just like, yeah, that's how I like to do it.
I feel like
he's gone sockless from that.
I feel like in a lot of my existence being your friend, Tim, you will always look at me and be like, you little shit.
Yeah.
That photo is like, that's a little shit right
there.
That's
so true. Yeah. Up to some nonsense.
Andy, did you think about going to TwitchCon?
It's so expensive. Yeah. Like, I did, but no. Like, I understand that they make you pay, right? Even if you're a Twitch partner.
Sure.
But it's like, give me a little bit of a discount, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody pays $200 for the weekend. That's just kind of ridiculous.
From Jeff
to me.
Bezos to Steve Jobs.
Everybody. I mean, I say everybody, but like, you know, the bigger names definitely don't, obviously. It makes
sense.
They
pay more. It's like a luxury tax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doc Disrespect tickets cost $2,000.
They get taxed higher, yeah.
TwitchCon seems like the biggest kind of missed opportunity for conventions in my experience and from what I've heard from others. We went in San Francisco that one
year. We went year one.
This past year did not seem like that.
It was year one. Yeah.
Year one, and it reminds me very much at the time of what we went to, it trying to replicate VidCon, what VidCon was.
Yeah.
Of here's a panel on how to be a better Twitch person, how to use Twitch better and a cool tool.
Like one of the most
popular. Now it just seems like it's fucking parties.
Was the Red Cross booth.
Like, well, as it should be.
That's saying something.
Fred Durst
you know
was there
what I mean?
That year.
No, he wasn't.
At our first year?
Oh, well, not the Red Cross booth.
No. Yeah, Fred Durst was at TwitchCon.
No, but from my experience looking at people that I follow on Twitter that have went to this year's TwitchCon, it seems like all they're doing is talking about how they're not going to TwitchCon. It's just every single tweet's just like, I could have went to this party, but instead I decided to just go home and call it a night. It's like, all right.
Follow old people now.
But no, they're not. They're the cool young hip people.
Whatever. There was a Blink-182 concert. People went to it.
Did they?
Yeah. Gary Whitta went.
Did you hear that Mark Hoppus yelled, fuck Mixer?
No, that's good.
That's great.
How your audience?
I I disagree. It seemed like this year was like the kind of big success that they've always wanted, where it's they finally, I feel like this is their first year that they have all these giant names that they are able to kind of promote and make the faces of their website. Like, you'd walk down the aisles and every big streamer would have like a huge banner hanging from the ceiling. Kind of like,
was yours there?
It was in the Hall 3.
Yeah.
Hall 3H. Cool. Yeah, but everybody was up there, and it just seemed like they're putting more of an effort into, I guess, this was kind of their coming out party, in my opinion. This is kind of them showing the public that doesn't really know about Twitch, mm-hmm. especially with this new brand relaunch. This is them saying, like, hey, here's what we are, and here are the faces, and here's what you can come to expect from Twitch. But aside from all the parties and stuff, like all the stuff you're talking about, there's still all those panels. Like, mm-hmm. Khalif was on a bunch of different panels. Gary Widow was on a bunch of different panels where they are talking about.
I
want to
go learn from Gary Widow. That's what I'm up for.
It was funny. I follow some girl.
He's like, oh, you write a Star Wars, then you get a show.
They give you a Tesla.
I follow some girl who was there, and she was in the crowd. And I guess they were waiting for the cosplay contest, and there was like a picture of like the giant projector screen, and it was Widow talking to somebody, and she was like, "We're just here for the cosplay contest." Like, she didn't. She was like, "We're not trying to have this right now, bro." So I was like, "Oh, poor Widow."
That's good to hear, though. I hope that they figure it out and turn it into a thing. It just, from the outside, it seems like a lot of the people are just complaining over the issues that have always been issues with Twitch's kind of presence at conventions, where it's like everything's way too loud. Things that are designed around networking aren't actually designed around networking. They're like excuses to throw dope parties. Sure. Dope parties are great. Don't call them networking events then. Call them dope parties.
Yeah, the funnier thing that I saw happen over the weekend was that, you know, I'm a huge Overwatch League fan. The finals.
As you know. Let's talk about it. Come on now.
The SF Shock shocked the world.
Baby. That's what I'm talking about.
They 4-0'd the Vancouver Titans. It was like not even a fucking contest. It was unbelievable.
Barely believe it when I looked at my DMs this morning and saw the Shock telling me that they won something. I was like, great job, guys.
They told you?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Yeah, they know that like I don't watch, but I'll totally be a whore for that.
What's amazing is you're just doing that just to piss Andy off.
There it is. Look, this is it. Your squad just won grand finals. Yesterday, 3:19 p.m., your squad just won grand finals. Today, 2:38. Congrats from me.
Yeah, I wanted to. I meant to like tweet at you, or whatever. But it was like, I was rooting for the Shock because I'm not. I did not want the Vancouver Titans to win. One of the players is kind of cocky. He talks a lot of shit. But it was funny. I saw a tweet from some people that were like, "I'm here at TwitchCon, and there's nowhere to fucking watch." The Overwatch League Grand Finals, which is weird because like Twitch owns exclusive rights to Overwatch League. Twitch paid $40 million for the rights to Overwatch League, and like at TwitchCon they weren't showing it anywhere. Huh. Apparently, it wasn't even very high. Like, it had viewers. They got like 250 concurrents or something like that. 250,000 concurrents, but Twitch wasn't doing a very good job of like promoting that. Like, hey, the grand finals are here. Like, really, it was all about TwitchCon that weekend, which you could understand.
Yeah.
They kind of had a bigger thing going on, but still, it's pretty interesting. But yeah, the grand finals are great, man. It was awesome. And you were in my heart, Craig. As the Shock shocked the world.
As always.
And it was cool in a little pre. Oh, so Sinatra, your boy Sinatra.
Of course.
In one of the pre.
Yeah. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know how it is. That's so wrong on so many levels.
I'm not talking about Frank Sinatra. I'm talking about the player Sinatra.
Did play the saxophone?
Every time he's out there and he's like, ooh, he's like, I got mid.
Bird.
You know it. He gets it. He knows, man.
What instrument is that?
Clearly the saxophone.
An oboe or something.
Clearly the alto saxophone.
Okay,
all right.
But it was cool. In a preview.
Learn music.
In one of like the hype videos, they're like, what do you think is going to happen in this match? He was like, we're gonna 4-0 him. Easy clap. It's going to be 4-0. And they fucking did it. And it was like insane. It was really, really cool. And I felt so bad. I was like, man, this wasn't even a contest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. Can we get the Shock mic turned up over there? Or as I believe it's now called, the shotgun mic? Is that right? Cool, Greg. What Andy just said, 4-0 clap. What does clap mean?
Clap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like more of a gaming term. Easy clap just means that, like, it was an easy game.
See, I know clap that ass.
It was an easy game.
So it's like, going to be easy? Like, is what clap means?
easy
I was
clap.
Quiet on that one. I was like, I don't know. It's if that's
like,
or not.
It's more of a thing you see in Twitch. It's kind of like how you know how like Fran gets on the Gamescast and he always says Twitch terms.
Yeah.
Like you know when back in the day,
so it's
when,
not like a clap back, like
no, it's just like easy clap, like it's I don't know, it's just like
they
a saying.
Won easily.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. It was
easily
super easy.
Achieved applause. It's
super easy.
Yeah,
win.
It's an easy clap. As you know, Frank gets up there and he's like, "Monkey ass."
The alto saxophone. That's difficult.
I didn't first like off. That at all because first off, that was a bad Fran impression. Second off, it was like he was in a weird porno. Like, very bad porn.
Yeah.
I'll have you know that I played the alto sax and got a silver medal in fifth grade. So it's just letting you know. I dropped it. I dropped it leaving the school. Got bumped when I was looking at it, and it fell in the mud and got dirty. I cried.
Are you? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you mad that you can't put that medal on your desk?
You're a son of a If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, usually four best friends gather on this table, each bringing whatever's happened in their lives to the table to talk to you with your questions from patreon.com/kindoffunny and everything else in the world.
Good job, Tim.
Thank you.
You got it.
Over, Tim.
Back on.
One for one.
Yeah. Everybody start the count.
How many people in the comments were giving me shit, but I also love how many people were like, why are we all giving Tim shit when Nick also missed it? And also, Nick rarely ever does it.
Oh, Nick's not proud. No, Nick's not proud of it.
But I don't hold it as a badge of honor that I get it. But we both know right now, even as I'm talking, I'm thinking about something else.
This is like where warehouse is, like where there's an injury and there's like days without an injury. Like, counter has been reset.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's just sad. It's end of an
That's
hour.
The thing. Like, it's like if you had like a drug addict. Right? And he's like, in high school, you have a drug addict, right? And he's like, I'm going to get clean. And then he like, relapse, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Nick. You expect it. You know that's a possibility. You're like the straight A student suddenly being a heroin addict. You know what I mean? Like
that's the thing. Only once.
It sucks. And once you do dope, you never go strope.
Shit. Once you do dope, you gotta say no.
Never go strope waffle.
Oh, it's gonna be. Oh man, a scoop waffle. Are you kidding?
Fuck,
me?
They're good.
Now, is this what you're picking when they come down the United Aisle?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, are you doing the hot coffee trick where you put on the hot cup of coffee?
No, I totally forgot about that. Because
it says it on the package.
Now,
if you read the package.
That's what I do is I look at it and I go, okay, I'm going to take the healthier out of the snack. And then by the time they get to me, I have already crumbled mentally and my willpower is gone and I eat the shit.
What even is a healthy snack? They got nuts?
They usually have like a nut option. But
it's
like
biscotti cookies. It's the stroop
Sometimes
waffle.
They have the mini pretzels.
Dude, those stroop waffles, though. I mean, it's the same thing as ginger ale
Respect
on a plane, where it's like
culture.
It's elevated, literally. But like, it is the most elevated drink you could possibly drink in the skies is ginger ale. Stroop waffles, whatever the fuck they're called, nothing tastes better in the entire world than one of those waffles.
Is it the elevation?
44,000 feet in the air.
Do we want to rewind and have you explain airplane ginger ale?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You said it's the best thing. I think. A Coke out of a can is like the best airplane beverage. That tastes amazing. No. That's popping off.
Coke is just one of the best beverages, period. Hard to stop anywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to give the skies their own love because it's such a unique thing. Ginger ale is just you can only drink ginger ale in the skies.
And like, if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, one time when I was at the office, I had a ginger ale and Tim did walk over to me and say, "This ain't no airplane." That is how seriously he takes ginger ale on an airplane.
You know what'd be really cool? I just got a great idea.
Oh, right? God.
What do you guys think about this idea?
I'm listening.
We hire someone to just bring a cart around, like the airplane.
Yeah.
First snacks.
That's great.
And then drinks.
Oh, this is great.
Every like 15, 20
I love
minutes.
I want it to be cool, Greg. Really bad.
That's amazing.
Because I feel that'll bring everyone involved more joy. Because not only do we get snacks out of it,
we
I feel like
Cool
Greg,
Greg
will pride himself on this.
Yes, because Cool Greg will be like, I know that these guys are idiots, but I take pride in everything I do, and I'm going to fucking knock this out of the park. Do you think every single time he's going to have a cold DC for me? Yes, he's going to. When I ask for ice, he's going to have the ice ready for me. It's going to be great.
Would you like some ice?
Idea.
You want some ice?
should I just leave the whole can?
You
can come around to me, and I'll have like my eye mask on with like headphones on, and then like I'll kind of hear, and I'll be like, "Do you want?"
Like,
and I'll be like, "No, I'm fine."
See, that's the thing I was going to talk about. You want to talk about being environmentally friendly and zero carbon footprint? Nothing feels better than when I'm playing my Switch, and they're like, "Do you want something?" I'm like, fine, I brought my water. I got a bottle of water. Don't worry about it. You can save a tree.
No, I'm the opposite. I like to take a little nap, and if I fucking wake up and that treat's not waiting for me, I get so pissed.
What do you want? They're not just gonna drop it on you.
Sometimes they do. They go, they do this to the person, and they go, and then they put little peanuts with little.
If you have your tray down, maybe.
If you have a tray down, yeah. I always keep my tray down.
Well, you remember that story I had of that one time I got upgraded to first class, and I was flying, and I fell asleep. It was Alaska. We were still Alaska, and we were coming back, and I fell asleep, and the woman came, and she squeezed my foot because I was like, I fell asleep cross-legged over there. She squeezed my foot. She's like, "Excuse me, honey, do you want the omelet?" I was like, "Oh my god, this is amazing! Yes, I want the omelet, please."
I hate being woken up.
People just do that to me all
the
time.
But it's first class, and she was really nice.
Okay.
And it was in a good omelet. And the little airplane was, they gave you a salt and pepper shaker.
It was a small airplane.
It was. Yeah, okay. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Okay.
I'm so surprised that little salt and pepper shaker didn't disappear and then reappear on my desk with a thing saying, "I flew first class, you suck, Nick."
No, dude, let me tell you, I don't know if you've all heard. I know Tim has because we share in our achievements. Yeah. I finally hit United Gold.
Hey, hell yeah.
And that gives me Marriott Bonvoy Gold. And let me tell you, these people are just falling all over themselves to take care of me on this LA trip. Like, what can we do in the hotel room? What can we do here? And I'm like, let me tell you, I want a lot
Greg,
of bathtubs.
Give them something weird. Give them one weird thing, and then let's report back and see if they
ask
do
them
it.
For one of the, when they do those really when the thing when they go viral and it's like, I want a photo of Elijah Wood photoshopped with Nicolas Cage, and they're both riding a brontosaurus near an Outback Steakhouse
first
in
off,
the Serengeti.
If I worked at the Marriott and somebody did that, I'd be like, I'm going to knock this out of the park. Yeah.
Nick Scarpino days doing saw that, Photoshop. He would spend literal days.
Yeah.
No other work would get
it's
done.
It's exciting.
But it would be the dopest Photoshop that ever existed.
So fucking fun.
It's exciting,
these
dude.
These Bonvoy hotels, they take care of you. Don't worry.
What is the deal now? Is the SPG and the Marriott Bonvoy?
Rest in peace. Just similar how they killed the Alaska Airlines, they took over the W-2.
Because I got an email saying, hey, these two
you
things
combine
merged
your points,
now. I don't.
But now it's like every hotel, which is great. Like, it's you throw a rock now, you hit a Bonvoy hotel. It's
that's
great.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you can link it to your United points as well.
Yeah.
That's what we had in Toronto,
Bonvoy?
Right? I hate
Bonvoyage?
That.
Bonvoyage.
I think it was another
where's
hotel
the age?
Chain, right? That they merged.
I've never heard
Time
of
Time of Dinosaurs.
When dinosaurs were on the earth.
I'm happy to report that I have hit silver status.
Wow.
I remember those days.
And my wife was like, oh, that's great. What does it get us? And I say, well, you know how we're boarding group 4 all the time? Now we're boarding group 3. Every one of those suckers in boarding group
2.
Suck it. Yeah, I know. I think we get 2. Right? I was
I'm one
like,
now. No big deal.
We don't get, we don't
awesome.
Get much.
Yeah,
how far are you away from 1?
I'm pretty, I don't think I'm going
to
hit it.
We still got Toronto coming up, which you're not, you're
I'm
going,
not going to that.
But we got London coming up.
Yeah.
I think I'm still going to be 10K away from gold. Fucking Mr. Diamond over here is going to get.
That's the thing is, I'm spinning distance, it turns out, with projected flights. I checked this quite a bit.
You're going to get your platinum?
No, I'm not going to get platinum, but I might get 75K.
What's 75K? Does that get you?
It's the next thing above gold.
Fuck. Oh, the 75, like the, there's a term for it though, right?
75K.
Oh, 75K club? They got a fucking
See, as you
that.
Know, you can right here, you can click on
that's
your
dumb.
Premier status tracker. United, if you're watching, please give me a bunch of points.
United, if you're watching, give
you guys,
half
you guys are all telling
me.
Really, really great, heartwarming, positive airline stories. Oh my god, dude! I booked my flights for Christmas and for Thanksgiving, and I was like, man, I got 66,000 miles.
Oh, no,
I'm rolling deep, bro. Like 66K, that's a lot. That'll pay for one flight, right? Nah, man. Like, I ended up paying I ended up paying the departing flight to McAllen, Texas for Thanksgiving and for Christmas with miles. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The one way's on the way back.
No way.
A one way flight on the way back. Holy fuck. I bought the Christmas one first. And it was like $380 for the one way. I was like, that's you know, not great, right? But Thanksgiving should be better because it's not Christmas. Oh my god, the Thanksgiving was $480.
Wow.
A one-way flight, guys.
Bigger travel.
And like, and my mom was like, well, check Southwest or someone. And like, they were like $440. I might as well like gain miles and use my United card or whatever.
Yeah, I think that week, I think the Thanksgiving week is the busiest travel week in the whole year for
it's
America.
Crazy.
You want me to call Janet?
Yes.
That's why we're a personal person now that I, no, I'm kidding.
That's why we're
75K
doing
is premier platinum. Right now, awesome. With my future predictor thing here, I'm 10K away, so.
So,
that's for the rest of the year right now.
Yeah,
I'll be 10K away from 75.
As I looked
so
at
I
my flights and I was like, fuck, I know we need one more international trip to come up like right around December. But is it from
the
time
you have like
you
a long lost
or is
aunt
just
in
the
UK
year?
That dies,
calendar,
that'd be great.
Stupid ass year.
So I only have 3 months of being silver?
Oh, no.
No, that'll carry to
the
next
the second
year.
Half of the year, you get it for the rest of the year and then a whole year.
Oh, great. Okay,
cool. But the points that you're getting that accrue to this number only count until.
That's great. That's perfect.
Of L year.
So
yeah, you can get the show early, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can watch live as we record it and have fun with us and talk about Airline Miles. If you do that, you get it live. Like I said, it's ad-free. You get a pre and post show. It's pretty great. We have a whole bunch of fun times here. Right, Kevin? Thank you, Kevin. If you have no bucks to toss our way, though, no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com. Podcast services around the globe each and every Friday. Get it for free. It has ads. It doesn't have a pre and post show, but it's still a pretty good show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of, I know earlier you said, do you have a topic? And let me tell you, do I, ladies and gentlemen. So I got these two Ghostbuster pens here, all right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Number one is a Slimer.
They're both Funkos.
They are Funko Pop pens, yeah. One is a Slimer. He's holding the sides of his mouth. Okay. This is worth pointing out because they also had a Slimer with a bunch of hot dogs in his mouth, and I said no and then made them search for this one to find that one. Okay. And when I say them, they just helped me search. The other one is this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Where is this?
Funko Pop.
Where did you get that?
I'll get there in a second, please.
Okay.
As you can see, this is a straight-up clean Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. They also had a toasted one that he'd already been zapped a bit with the, you know, the proton packs.
Yeah.
These are from, of course, Spirit Halloween store that I went to yesterday.
Oh, I love Spirit Halloween stores.
Now, I won't even say if it's a heartwarming discovery that was awesome, bank error in my favor, or a mistake. I'll let you decide. But what I did, of course, is that we went there because Jen wanted to look at costumes and get some stuff for the house. What that turned out to be is that I found they had the Ghostbuster walkie-talkie, and so I bought that, and then I saw these two pens on the way out, right? So I scooped them up and put them down on the thing. Yeah. Then they rang me up, and the bill happened. And do you think I was happy or sad to find out how much these pens cost?
Probably very sad.
All right.
Were they five bucks a piece?
Let's take a we're doing a game now.
Okay.
Price is Right rules, over under. If you are an audio listener, I'm holding up Funko Pop Ghostbuster pens. They are branded Ghostbusters. They say the word Ghostbusters. Then they have the No Ghost logo on top of that with the, all the things. And then a three-dimensional, what I thought would be like pen topper when I discovered the price. No, it's just on these really shitty pens. Really shitty pens.
I'm going to guess $7.99 each.
Okay.
I'm going to go low.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go, let's go
$3.99 $1.99 each. $1.99. Wow, I'd buy 100 of them. And then you said what?
I said five. I said $4.99.
All right, cool. Nick is the winner. These were $5.99.
Wow.
Each.
Wow.
That was a shock to the
system. I thought you were going to say you were sad because you realized they were cheap and you wished you could go back and buy more.
Well, no, it was that thing was I got, because once I discovered the price of them, I'm like, oh, geez, that's a fucking expensive pen. You know what I mean? And it's that thing, too, where, like, you know how it is where they're like, and this, now the total's this. And I'm like, and like I'm in too deep now. I don't want to be that guy. You never want to be that guy, right? Where you're like,
oof.
Wait a second, how much are the pens? What is this thing? You know what I mean? So I fucking paid, and then I got outside, and yeah. I looked at the price on the side. I'm like, yeah, fuck, this is, I got taken.
You, now taken if this one thing that I remember correctly about you is that you're really into pens.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
To the point where if you find a good pen, you will either steal it or ask
remember,
the
if your
who
parents
owns it
own a pen making company. I want to get the Click Bic pen, the Bic Click pen that
so
you know
own Bic,
that looks like a
silver.
It looks
Bic
like a
pen company.
Well, no. Now here's the other thing. If you this is based on a tweet from a few days ago before Games Daily. I want to get a kind of funny blue shell, all one color, and then get the kind of funny logo on the side of it and get it that way. Now I tweeted that out. A few people responded saying my parents own one in Wisconsin. This, that, the other. I haven't hit anybody up yet. But then a company claiming to be Bic, not verified, tweeted me asking questions. And it looked like they might be like some kind of international Bic trying to tell me the Bic Click is gone. I don't want to believe it. I haven't investigated. On the way out, I remember that we have a Funko friend. And I was like, what if I hit him up and he just sent me a box of these pens and then I used Slimer and Stay Puft pens the rest of my life.
A lot of different pieces. You pulling out the call for this just immediately takes me back to when we recorded an episode of Party Mode.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, do you think Kevin? It was a Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and you said, do you think Kevin Feige will watch this episode?
Yeah.
And we're like, you never know. Like maybe his son like just happens to be on YouTube and like clicks on this episode of a Marvel
right.
thing, and that you know.
Stranger
and then you
happen.
Put out the call, and you said, if your parents are famous, please let us know, because there's it's got to be a chance that your parents are somebody,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
And now I think this is even more manageable. Do your parents own a custom print to design office supply things, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, of course, may he rest in peace.
Who?
Christopher Reeve.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My mind, I was going to say Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, wow.
And you
really
saying Christopher, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Now, this is going to sound like a joke, of course. My mother, still alive. I wasn't, so, you know, but future proofing, God rest her soul. She was an administrative assistant, right? She like ran the front office for a paper company. A lot of office vibes there. But what I would occasionally get to do is bum along with her to like the office supply fair. It's kind of like their E3s, where we'd walk and they have unlimited egg rolls.
Who's there, Phil Spencer?
I remember this just going there and fucking egg rolls as far as the
eye
could see.
That was like the Fortnite booth.
And it was awesome.
Like, what, should we get the egg rolls this year? If we don't get the egg rolls, you know what's going to come to us. The free egg
But
rolls.
I remember I had the bag booth, and I'd go to every booth and I'd get all the samples, right? And they would have the pens and they'd have... You ever, Andy, you remember these. You remember the triangle, like Ninja Star highlighters?
Oh, yeah.
Like every
three-sided?
Corner? Yeah, and they had those and like your company's logo here and all that shit. I remember I thought this is the big time, the egg roll factory place one, and it wasn't. Eventually, my mom was like, hey, I got to go to this bigger convention, right? Christopher Reeve speaking there. Do you want to come? There's going to be a lot of paper supplies, too. I was like, yes, I do. And I got to go see Christopher Reeve speak, awesome. And I got to get a bunch of new paper supplies.
Egg rolls.
You know, no, this I've answered. Probably had sliders. I don't recall. You know what I mean? Anyways, what I'm saying is, I know that this is similar, Andy, to like how we talk about Rooster Teeth, right? Where a lot you meet somebody and you say, oh yeah, we were gonna do some stuff with Rooster Teeth. Like, I don't know who the fuck Rooster Teeth is. And it's like, oh, you move a rock and you realize how big Rooster Teeth is, millions of people. That is the pen industry, where you think these things just show up in a Walmart, a Kmart, a Venture, right? But in reality, people are walking around here like, man, I got a golf club store. I want a fucking logo on a pen.
Sure.
There's 4,000 people there ready to do it. But will they have the right cyan blue? That's the question.
That's always the question. Now, Greg, you're a big fan of pens.
Love pens.
Probably the biggest fan of pens that I know.
That's correct, yeah. I get in trouble with my wife for stealing pens from restaurants.
Brought a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I want you to take it. Have you reviewed your pen yet?
I have not.
Ghostbusters pen.
No, I wrote a card to my mom. And it seemed like it did pretty well.
And now, I'd like you to do that, but then I also have two other pens
sure.
that I want you to use, and sure. I want to get some of your thoughts.
I'll tell you
on
right
this.
Now, already, I do love that Fairmont pen.
So here's the thing. Fairmont pen.
Good pen.
Totally took it from the Fairmont.
Yeah, of course you did.
Now, here, that checks out,
because I love how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great pen.
You know what I like about those
pens?
I've
used pens? That pen many times.
Nice
weight. You can
weight,
hold it,
right?
You can twist it with your hand and twist it back.
It's nice. It's nice.
It makes you feel like you're doing a business deal in a
high-end
hotel.
Here's my question before we move any further, because I'm so happy we're talking about pens.
Uh-huh.
This is great.
I love pens. Great.
Fairmont pens fall into the same category for me as W pens. Okay. You ever seen these guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Black. They're like a square. They're like a cube. But they have the little pink nub at the end that you can use for your phone or your any kind of phone. I love those pens. One of my favorite kind of pens, right?
Just really excited to use the
Fairmont and W pens, hotel pens, right? You are meant to take. You are meant to take those home. When you're in a restaurant and it's a lovely BitClick pen, right? And again, if you don't know what I'm talking about here, it looks like a bullet, right? Where it's all one color, it's plastic shell, all one color. I don't like it with the silver rim. I like when it's just all one color, right? Preferably doesn't even have the clip on it, but if it has a clip, no big deal. And then the clicker at the top, you know, tick, tick. If you have one of these pens and it has the restaurant name on it, do you think you are able to take that pen?
I don't think you're just able to take it.
Do you think I have to ask?
I think you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think you take it because why would you?
It's advertised.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like
but also,
the plates also have their names on them sometimes.
No, they don't. Not the nice restaurants, all right?
I think if they were pens without logos, absolutely not.
No. If it's just normal, if they dropped even a Ghostbusters pen there, I wouldn't be like, oh, well, fucking, I'm taking this.
No, wait,
not advertising the Ghostbuster restaurant.
Let's take a step back. How is this pen coming to you? Okay, so they put the check booklet, the bill booklet on the table with a pen in it, and you're expected to open that up, sign with the pen they gave you, and then you're going to just take the pen.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. See, when he explains it like that, you realize how you're not supposed to.
Because I'll put it two reasons. One, because that server, having been a food server for a very long time,
this is fair.
All throughout college and then a little bit after college.
That's true.
One of the biggest banes of your existence is when you lose or someone steals your pens, because you don't walk in. More often than not, now in this situation, maybe they were providing the pens for you. If there's a box of those pens back there, it's not going to piss me off. What I would do is I like the specific type of pen, so I'd go buy a box of them. And then, people would steal the fucking pen. Mm. And then you'd get to the end of the night and go, shit, I only got one pen left. If someone steals my pen, I got to go ask
another
server
for
their pen. And then they don't want to deal with that situation either.
But here's the thing is, again, like, they're stealing your pens. You're buying some weird Bic pen, right? Not even a click, I bet. Just, like, the crystal ones. That's just.
I can't remember which one.
You're buying a normal pen.
It was a G2.
If I'm at a Nopalito, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm at a KFC and they hand me a pen and it's got the name and logo on there, clearly they went out of their way to make this promotional material.
Yeah.
promotional material. Again, the restaurant, the plates outside of the KFC, they don't say it. You know what I mean?
That's not always.
But also, what if a KFC employee dropped his KFC shirt and it has like the logo on it? Like,
that's completely different, you know.
Is it not?
Yeah.
It's not completely different. You could ask. I think you're totally in the realm to ask, and I think that they'll give it to you because they did design these things and it's promotion. But it's like, it's not just a free pen.
If they wanted it to be free, mm-hmm. when you walked past the hostess stand, it would be a bucket of them, take one, whatever, with the mints. Right? You don't have to take a mint. Pro maneuver, you walk right in, impose your dominance on them, you eat a mint immediately before you're even sat.
Sure, clean the palate.
Exactly.
Or maybe what we're not thinking about is maybe this is them just sort of like marking their bills, and they have assassins out in the real world looking and tracking down these pens.
Yeah, if they see you with it,
you're dead.
A mark.
Like you're a thief. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's less likely of a scenario.
See, here's what I'm going to say. You guys aren't wrong. If you remember, you lived this once with me.
Uh-huh.
Holiday party 2 years ago
it
or whatever,
made me
where I was ready to steal the pen. And Jen made me ask, and the lady's like, normally we'd say, yeah, but the place that made it was in Puerto Rico and they're underwater or whatever.
Well,
I was like, well, that's a bunch of bullshit. Thanks for making me ask, Jen. This is a great pen that I can't take. And they're like, no, you can take it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to take it now. Got a sob story for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like that Monsieur Benjamin pen I took, come on now.
I used to be really, really big into pens as well, Greg, because I was like, it was at the time where I was like in middle school, high school, and I was always stoked to buy a new sketchbook.
Oh, yeah.
And I would always buy, like, oh my God, I felt like the richest kid in the world when I had a Uniball pen.
Fuck yeah.
They were so like premium feeling, and they look so realistic compared to just like the pack of 20 fucking like whatever pens or whatever. Yeah. These felt like premium products and they looked good on paper. No, you know what? I take that back. They didn't look good on paper. That was my problem with Uniball pens. They got really, really inky. They got really inky when they were pushed down a lot.
Sure.
No, but like that, you get the inky spots.
I know. Oh,
where the like, titles too much, too long.
It was inconsistent. Yeah. Where, like,
these are the ones with the caps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the shitty pens, like the really, really cheap pens, they were really good for sketching because it was the shading was really, really good. You could do a lot of like cross hatching and cool like shading patterns or whatever. But the Uniball ones, they looked way cooler. They're better to write with, but they weren't cool to draw with.
All right. So I wrote with the Ghostbusters pen.
Before you do that, I have a question in the vein of what you're talking about here. Mechanical pencils, lead pencils.
Yeah. Love them.
Were those invented in the mid-90s or no?
Where you
hit the button and a little bit comes down?
I remember them being around in the 80s because my dad used to have them. Like he would have.
I still have a lot at home.
A bunch in his briefcase that he would open up, but they weren't as advanced as the one that we used when we were in school.
Because I'll never forget, it was in third grade and this kid Nathaniel came in.
Nathaniel.
And we'd all been using these number two pencils our entire damn lives.
Anyway.
And this kid comes and just starts fucking clicking. And he had the little click where it's like the clicker was. Here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know? And literally, he was the coolest kid. All of us are just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Is he rich?
Yeah.
He must be rich.
That. Kevin just brought it up on Wikipedia. The mechanical pencil, let's see if we can find history.
Which sank in 1791?
The earliest extant example? Oh, the earliest existent, I'm a moron, example of the mechanical pencil was found aboard the wreckage of the HMS Pandora, which sank in 1791.
Wow.
Interesting. A long time
ago. There you go. I always thought it was like a new thing in the 90s.
Well, they have like
I think that's when it like commercially broke.
One of the things I always thought was really cool was there was a moment where I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to draw. And then I realized, oh, you can't just learn how to draw. You got to put a lot of time and effort into that. So I stopped. One of the things that's cool is like when the guys that take the lead, the mechanical pencils for drawing, and it's the thick lead and they sharpen it themselves with a razor blade, it's like the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I wanted one of those so badly. And my wife was like,
I like those big carpenter pencils.
Just
carpenter pencils,
those.
Flat ones?
Yeah, and you gotta shave those on the knife too. Like, awesome. Man,
that was always really cool when I was tasked to like, sorry. All right, you gotta go buy a bunch of art supplies at whatever store or whatever. Getting all the different style pencils where it's like the 5 and the 2 and the 7, and they were like just thicker, and some of them would lay down lead a lot darker.
Do you know how to draw like this? Do you do that like?
Yeah, we did that a lot in
so
college.
Cool.
Yeah,
no, like instead of drawing like this on a page, they draw. Like artists will draw like this, and you'll the
it yeah it
if
was
you're
for
doing
like
portraits. It'll it,
oh well, like
in front
of an easel.
And you'll,
gotcha.
Actual pencil graphite like and coal.
And you'd use like
the
flat edge.
Actually,
to, like,
that might
do
be
shading.
What I'm thinking is the charcoal pencil, which is like the thicker one.
I had a lot of like
it's really cool to see.
I remember all the fucking like nude models we had in art school.
Hell yeah,
it was really like awkward.
Did y'all fuck with gel pens?
Was it awkward?
Hold on, I
want to
hear more about
the
nude people. Yeah, what about how? Yeah,
you weren't supposed to.
Were they like other students? Were they people
no,
you knew?
I just
like a clerk from the grocery store?
I think I've said this before, but one guy looked like Gollum. Like, he was just like, he was like the best person to draw.
Yeah.
because he was super skinny, and you could see all of like the musculature. And
he looked like Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker. Like you see all his
kind of like that. Yeah, kind of like that.
One of my friends did it. I'm not going to say his name, James, but you guys can do the math on it.
It's James.
And it was one of the best stories I've ever heard when he told me the whole experience. But yeah, it's just weird knowing people that just sit naked in front of
one of your friends went and did it?
One of my friends was the person.
The model.
Yeah. One of Gia's friends, like, for a long time did it. A girl who definitely should have been doing it more than my friend because he could not handle it correctly.
Was he laughing and farting stuff? I mean,
it wasn't that. It just like he was
hard,
like, this is going to be
soft,
hilarious.
Getting
man.
Hard, getting soft.
And then he does it. And he was just like, man, it was really awkward.
Man,
like,
I got a boner kind of.
I shouldn't have done that.
It's
really cold in those rooms. Let's say
do
that.
They let you pick the pose or do they tell you what
there's
pose?
There's a bunch of weird assigned poses that are supposed to get like different shading.
It's too bad because if I would be like, what pose would you pick?
Just bending over straight.
You know that's what you would pick.
Spreading
yeah.
Just spreading over.
What's up, okay?
Looking over your shoulder like, hello.
One of while Paula was an intern at DreamWorks, one of her duties was to walk. Like, they had a class, and there's some service they use where they had different people coming every week. And one of her duties was to, like, take that person into the room and be like, all right, cool. This
get
is
naked.
The room. And then afterwards come back and be like, hey, all right, we have to walk you out because, like, they're always interesting people, and a bunch of times before they had someone doing it, they'd have the models leave the room and then go to like the lunch area and then steal a bunch of food.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're
they'd get up in the air ducts, be in there for weeks.
Like, what is that? We got another nude model up in the air ducts. We got to get out.
Damn it, that one from Thursday just still up there.
A lot of them seem like vagrants. A lot of them seem like vagrants that just kind of like
it's not a very well. I mean, I don't know. I think that at that time they were making something like 70 an hour and 2 hours a gig.
70 an hour?
Yeah.
I would do it for 70
Yeah,
hour.
But like...
I'll pay you 70.
You're not doing it. You're not doing it 10 hours a day.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Let me
hours.
Pitch this to you. Let me pitch this to you. Right? Extra Life.
Yeah.
I'll pay you $7 an hour.
You sketch
you stand naked over there and we all sketch you here and show everybody what we came up
Please
with.
Please no.
That sounds awesome.
I think there's
really
something there.
Doesn't.
There's something there. There's that's something. A KFAF bit, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The thing is this.
Not.
The thing
no
is this.
Reason.
Aside from the fact that our Extra Life streams have turned into a revolving door of all of our friends coming into the office and having to see that, I think it'd be hilarious to see. Tim can't draw. You don't draw very well. But Andy could artist render me nearly perfectly. So I'd be like willing to. I'd be cool with it. But you have to enhance. You have to enhance.
Huh. I don't know.
Gotta love it, though.
I was going to say, back to the pens thing really quick. We were talking about these really, like, you know, these cool sort of innovations. Pen tech. When they came out with erasable pens,
oh my God.
I was so excited, and it was the worst thing in the world.
Terrible.
Holy shit. These things, it was just a blue
what
smear.
What a great idea.
It was just a blue
ruined.
Smudge.
Horrible execution.
Terrible idea.
The science wasn't there.
No. Yeah.
Maybe it
oh,
is
no,
now.
Wait. You know what?
Now we're just scared to try.
Wait, was it
well,
even...
Well, now we use computers.
You're right.
Was it even an erasable pen? Wasn't it just like a block eraser that was like, hey, I can erase pens too. I'm a half and half.
They
I've
definitely,
only had erasable.
I remember there being a time it was a blue pen with, I believe, a black eraser tip on the thing.
I remember this.
And it was like, erasable pens, they're here. And it was like, no, they're
such
not.
Such bullshit. Not.
Fucking
it did not work at all.
Hated writing with pens in college.
I
fucking hated it. It was always, we used to, every college essay test, like, you gotta write with a black or blue pen. I'm like, no one can read my handwriting. It's terrible. I'm like, why did we not have computers yet? Why don't we have them?
Why don't we have computers
There's nothing
yet?
I can think of worse than just like having an essay to write.
To
by physically
hand.
Write it, yeah.
And I was so good at it as a kid. Like, I was like, I loved writing and reading out. And then as I just got older, I just, oh my God, how was I into this? I was so good at like creative writing. I was always winning contests. I talked about that one time where I just plagiarized the fucking Mega Man X story.
Great.
Use it as my own.
They never caught on.
Never caught on. But other times, during the other summers, like in the following years, I was winning like $30. It was like first prize and all that shit. I was so into it. And my parents were so proud of
like
me.
It's like a back room fucking gambling ring on essays.
it's just you and a young Mike Drucker back there. And he's like, all right, man, it's going to be 50 this time.
Well, I was just like, there was nothing to plagiarize. I guess I was just like taking the characters and like kind of making my own thing with it.
Yeah. Some fan fiction, some slash fiction.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, yeah.
Then Mega Man opened his induction port.
Sure.
I didn't know I had that.
But did you guys, are you too old for gel pens?
Gel pens, the glittery ones?
Yeah, it was like, so this
Kevin,
is like, a, this is like Beanie
Babies. Pens?
Beanie Babies
era. Talking about.
Pens. Beanie where like, babies. They marketed this so crazy. It was Beanie Babies, Tamagotchis, and gel pens.
And Anne Frank? No.
No. Lisa Frank.
Yeah.
We definitely learned about Anne Frank.
There we go.
Yeah, these guys. These
if Anne Frank
pens.
Was writing her diary today, you know she'd use gel pens.
This is like the coolest thing. There was like a specific, like the brand that you would go to like hobby shops.
These aren't it though, really.
And
they're like cheap.
And get them. And like they would drive and they would have like glitter in them. Like, and they looked dope as fuck and they were like shiny. And Omega yo-yos. All of those things were cool
oh
at the same
God.
Time.
Oh my God. There was a kid, pen, Kevin, there was a kid right who was slinging yo-yos illegally in elementary school.
Legally? Like, he was selling them?
He was like just selling yo-yos. He was like the yo-yo seller.
The X-Brain.
And everybody would go to him and like give him like 10 bucks or 15 bucks. And eventually the principal had to like shut it down and be like, you can't
there
be like,
go, dude.
You can't be, dude, they were so dope.
Fucking fireball.
I was a yo-yo fucking master, dude. Oh my God. I got so much
still
pussy.
Like yo-yos?
No, I'm kidding.
Because I feel like that's like yo-yos. Oh, eventually you graduate and you're like, wait, this sucks.
Well, but that's the thing. They made them cool in the 90s with the Omega stuff. The
why is that? Ones. It came back no matter what?
Each one of them, yeah, each one of them had a different like
brain.
Yeah, specific thing that would go on. So like,
dude, the
I think
fireball
it was the
so
X-Brain was the one that would automatically come back. Fireball was built on speed, so it would spin faster. So like, if you wanted to flip it around and do all the tricks,
these were our Quidditch broomsticks.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, that. Like
thank
it was,
you for bringing it back down to something I can understand.
It was so dope, dude.
Didn't the fireball also light up?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I remember one of them. I feel like the black fireball one, the all black one. I feel like that's the one that it's going to be a weird sort of analogy. It's just ride along with tag along with me, guys. All right. Hold my hands. And but I feel like it's the one that you used if you were super, super good at yo-yo, but it wasn't very forgiving.
Yeah.
No
right?
room for
like
air.
A real yo-yo.
No room for air.
Huh?
Like a real yo-yo.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I mean,
yo-yo
it was still really,
ball,
really good.
If you remember, which was just a ball attached to a string and you go, and it came back no matter what. You're like, I'm fucking yo-yoing. Jesus.
Like, Andy, you know that a real yo-yo doesn't come back on its own, right?
No, but it's harder than that. Like, it would be like even more unforgiving where it's like, you need to perfectly hit it. And then there was
like,
all...
it's like in the movies where like somebody's going to ride. Oh, you know when Dom is like trying to get Brian to ride his black car and he's like, you sure you can handle it? Like, it's one of those moments.
Yeah,
you know
what I understand.
I don't even know if that happened in the movies.
I was going to say, I don't think Dom ever happened. No, that never happened.
You just made up a scene to compare the yo-yos.
My fan fiction.
You know the most bullshit pens? That I might get a lot of shit for this, but I'm going to be real. This is one of those examples of Jack of all trades.
Sure.
Master of none.
The one with all the different colors.
Yeah.
They wrote so badly.
So
they had a bad tactile
feel. Worst pens ever.
They
were great idea. Great in concept. Huge, unwieldy, breaks too easy, and don't write well.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about earlier where Nick is like, let me see that Fairmont pen. Because it's as if we had a bag of hot Cheetos here. And he was like, yo, let me get some
of
that.
You know why? Because you guys know I love staying in hotels. And I love the hotel pen. I love the hotel
me
pen.
Too.
And every hotel pen is this style of pen. It's the twist.
Wait,
you twist the top of it.
Sleek,
quick
sexy.
Question. You know, like, hotels usually have, like, a notepad and a pen. Like,
yeah.
Like, they want you to take that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if they want you to take it, but I feel like if you take it, it's like, okay, yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like...
Can you take the notepad, too?
I feel like
that's
you can.
Good too?
But I also feel like because I've gone into hotels
and
I've seen a half a notepad that they want to use the whole notepad. Mm. Like, they're not replenishing. The thing I always think about is, like,
wasteful.
If I didn't use that shampoo, are they replenishing that? Or are they just going to keep that bottle there?
That's why I think it's the Marriott brand hotels is now eliminating all the little ones.
You should. I think it's kind of
you're
going
to put all the machines in there. Yeah, that's a great thing until someone jerks off in your shampoo.
Until?
So-
We're not supposed to do that? I thought that's how they replenish it.
Oh, my
Greg,
God.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on those two pens so far? You did the Ghostbusters
I'll
pen?
I'll tell you what. You know what? The Ghostbusters pen, simple.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. Just the cylinder, right? Just the shaft with then a counterweight.
Oh, good action.
End, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. Yeah.
The action's better than the Marriott one, I'd argue.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. This is the one thing I don't like is that...
Oh, yeah.
So the Fairmont pen, I'll agree, not as good as action, but it's going to stay... It's going to keep longer.
Sure.
Because it has
well, that's
a
why these
thing.
Are great just to go in my Funko Pop cup.
Yeah.
And then come on Games Daily and then go back in the cup.
But there's
I'm pretty upset I forgot about it today.
There is a
didn't forget
a
about 50, Cool Greg Suckers, though.
Go. There's a 50% chance every single time you pull this out that you're losing this cap.
Yeah, once the cap's going to get loose for
it's
sure.
It's only a ticking. It's just a matter of time until this thing dries
it's all
out.
Over.
And that's what I don't like about this design. Also, this thing has some stickum on it that's just not coming
off.
Yeah,
no, I know, I know,
gross.
I know. It's because that's where the $6.99 price tag was. Or $5.99 price tag.
Don't pull it up yet.
I didn't see that beforehand.
What? The stickum?
Oh, I thought you were surprised at the register when they rang it up. $6.99.
I just didn't read it. I just picked it up. I'm like, how much are we going to fucking pen be with a Funko Pop on it?
I love it.
Greg Miller.
Making Patreon money.
I want the full test of this pen. Full thoughts.
Which one? What is the name of this guy?
What's this one?
Meacham? We're using a Weasel Meacham?
Robert Meacham. Football player.
Robert Meacham.
Cowboys lost all the weekend. So
actor.
Terrible game.
Yeah. More inky for sure. Here's the thing is, I respect this pen. I know this pen's a high quality pen. I'm not saying anything against it. I am a blue collar worker at heart. That's why I like this simple Clickbit. You know what I mean? I like a more disposable pen. This is one of those pens like, I'm going to sign a big deal. You know what I mean? I just killed somebody, but here's how I'm going to sign this paperwork to get out of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Daddy's going to pick me up. We're going to go back to the lawyer farm. We're going to do some lawyer stuff.
If you had to guess, and
it's inky.
Like,
it is inky.
Take the knowledge you have about the Ghostbusters price.
How much is it going to cost me?
How much are each of these going to cost you?
All right, where am I? Well, first off, just Fairmont Pens Free.
Fair.
Mont.
This nice pen here, because it's got a good grip. It goes all the way up the shaft here, mm-hmm. A good pincher. I think I could do it. I still don't know what brand this is, though. It looks like Jensen's. Are these real pen brands? Is it Uni? Okay, it's got Uni at the top.
Oh, Uni.
Jetstream. It says Jetstream on it. It's a Uni Jetstream. I'm saying per pen, I'm buying that one by myself, just there.
I mean, whatever. How do you think they're selling them?
Oh, this one's
probably
fast.
Three pack, I would think, right?
Okay, three pack. How much is that three pack running?
This one's fast. Mm. You better buckle in.
Here's the thing: is I don't think it's going to be a ripoff. You know what I mean? Uni makes good pens.
Mm-hmm.
They're a company that's been around a long time ago. I believe in them.
Like my hands weren't ready for this.
Yeah,
one,
I know, right?
Greg.
It's a professional. That's a Ferrari.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
There.
It's like when you see those videos and you're in a Tesla and they're like they do the
ludicrous speed,
the ludicrous speed test, and everybody's like, "Whoa, fuck!" Like that's what.
Pack of three of these unis. Ooh, man, I'm going to tell you. God, I want to say $7.99.
That's three?
Yeah, I know it sounds low, but again, this is a quality thing. So you're gonna pay $14.99 for a pack of three? You think that's what's gonna happen over there?
I mean, I know the answer.
I know you do. Now the fact that you're questioning me though, I don't know if you're being good Kevin or bad Kevin.
I don't know what
well,
you're
fucking with me or you're helping me.
I don't know what you mean. All right. You wanna get to
I'll say $8.99.
For a three pack. And then how much would you think for these then?
I would say
I paid for that $6.99.
I would say
$5.99.
You need to not know that though.
Well, I mean, when I looked at the shitty fucking pen, I thought $3.99
per pen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say $5.99 for a three pack.
$5.99 for a three pack.
Fucking come on, guys.
In Texas.
So the reason I bring this up is one of my favorite websites of all time,
TheWireCutter.com.
If you're familiar with The Wire Cutter, what they do is they get all. It's kind of like the Metacritic of things, but they also have their own editorial staff that goes through, and then you can find anything. It started with electronics, technology, like the best external hard drive, or the best monitor, or the best Wi-Fi system.
They'll like test like 100 different options.
Multiple times, have multiple critics do all of them, and it's like really, really great, and you can do a lot of research. They'll then do different categories. So it's like the best modem if you live in a house under this size. The best modem if blah, 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 blah. So, of course, I was like, I need to get some pens when I got my file cabinet.
Sure.
I was like, every once in a while, I need a pen.
Right.
I hate having to borrow them from Nick because, you know, he gets
Nick's
sensitive
weird.
About stuff. And I get it. But I was like, I need some pens. So, of course, I wanted the best pen.
So, you went to Wirecutter.
So, I went to Wirecutter, looked at the best pen, and that's when I got
the Uniball Jetstream is the best pen for everyday riding.
Mm-hmm.
$10
for
a pack of three.
That's great.
Pack of three.
That's a cool rating from them.
And I've been loving it. I've been loving it completely.
Tim,
but
I'm not a fan of this plastic here, this little rubber here, I don't like on this one.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ink comes out really smooth and it's very inky, but I don't like this one that goes all the way up. Mm-mm.
But
it's just too fancy.
It doesn't feel like the black one,
though. Makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not going to lie, a lot of cat hair gets stuck on it.
On the blue one? This is different than that.
Let me touch it.
Yeah, it's a different...
blue pen?
There's more back
there. I was sketching cool, Greg.
I want that one.
Oh, nice. I can see it.
I can see. Kind of looks like a
what
slimer.
What was this thing
cool
where
break.
You went on this thing?
Cross hatch or whatever. You call
what
it.
Do you mean?
You left this part intentionally blank. What were you doing there?
It's like lighting. It's like when you do like
an eyeball, a button.
No, it's just like how
it looks like a screen.
It's a Death Star.
It looks like a screen, like a hole in the screen.
And can you show the camera, please?
Show what?
Your drawing.
Oh.
Andy.
Oh yeah, cool, Greg. Looking good. Looking good.
There he is.
There he is.
Tim.
Yeah, the action on this one was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Tim.
I gotta say,
the one
really
you're using, what is that? 0.5?
I don't know.
That's thin. I don't. It's too thin for me.
I don't like how thin.
G2,
oh, you can get bigger ones though.
It's another thing with me when I was back to mechanical pencils. I preferred the 0.7 lead.
No,
a lot
too,
more.
Too thick. If you're writing.
No, 0.7 was great for drawing. Like the shading was so great to shade with a 0.7.
Fun fact: every time I go to buy pens, either for home or here, I have to text Kevin and ask him which
one do I like
to get. I was like, which one do I like? He's like, you like the 0.5 or whatever. No, whatever the way.
It's like asking D, like, what food do I get?
I don't know why. I need to take a picture.
Every once in a while, he'll buy the wrong one, and I feel like for like 2 weeks we'll be like writing stuff and like both look at each other and be like,
yeah, I just throw them out.
There's something there's something I love where you find a good pen on paper and you have a good surface underneath it.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes with a softer surface. I've noticed that, like, maybe you're writing on a mouse pad type of thing, and it's just such a nice, smooth feeling.
Is there nothing more infuriating on this planet than when someone gives you the thing to sign, and you go to sign it, but because of the way the pen is structured, it doesn't activate the ink ball with the texture underneath it, so you're just scratching.
You're writing
the
something
paper,
else, you gotta move.
And you're like, and then they go, oh, I'm sorry. And they give you the old piece of cardboard that's like passed down from generation to generation to put underneath it. And then finally
it
works.
The worst, dude.
But then you're like, do I have a choice here? I either have to redraw over the line that I've already carved into this paper or I just go.
And you'll never
totally
get it right.
You'll never nail it.
You know
I hate
what
this shit. It's like when you have to hand fill out forms and the closer I get to almost finishing the form, the more anxiety I get. That I gotta take a break for
it's
a second.
It's almost perfect.
It's like, I can't fuck this up. Yeah, it's almost perfect.
Speaking of like writing over something again, this is like totally a different story, but my brother, my dad, and I went to an Atlanta Braves game like in the 90s. Oh, my mom was there
too. Did you see that?
Whole family was there.
Pitcher?
John Rocker. I don't know if he was on the team yet at the time that we went to these baseball games. But
if he was, would you have cheered for him or would you have like taken a stand?
I
would have
been a kid. I probably would not have understood the weight of my actions. But we were standing above like where the buses load in the players and the game had ended. And Chipper Jones is down there. Hall of Famer Chipper Jones, best switch hitter in the major leagues. And we're like, Chipper! And we're like, what? And we had a glove. And so he was like, yeah, throw it. So we threw down the glove, threw down a marker. He signed it, threw it back up to us. We're like super stoked. He's like, he's my favorite baseball player of all time. And the thing is, it was like kind of a brownish, reddish glove. And he signed it with a red Sharpie.
Is that what you gave him?
Kind of hard to see. That's what my brother gave him. So my brother traced over his signature with a black marker so it'd be easier to see.
So
you just ruined the value of it.
Yeah, you probably should let the artist to do that.
Or just not do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who brings a red pen? Where'd you get that red Sharpie from?
Well, like, it was, I guess we weren't expecting that to get signed. Like, we had, like, baseball hats. We had baseball itself. Yeah, the baseball, shit like that. Right. But, yeah, he signed the glove, and it was just a little hard to see.
Are those things still valuable in the collector's, like, forums?
Oh,
like,
depends who they are.
If you get, like, who's the most famous baseball player right now?
Right now? Babe it's Ruth. So hard to say.
What if you had
like, Mike Trout.
What if you had A-Rod signature on a ball?
A-Fraud?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You on that Screwball Life, dog?
Yeah, it's a good documentary. Have you seen it yet?
Screwball?
Oh, it's on Netflix. You got to see it.
What's it
about? Got to see it. It's
dude,
about
you'll love it.
It's about the steroid outbreak in baseball.
Okay.
And it is, I cannot recommend it more. It's so entertaining.
How long has it been out?
A
couple years now.
I see, it's starting to sound like maybe I did see it and I just forgot about it.
You'd know this one because they do all the dramatic reenactments with kids.
And the kids are like dressed as adults and they have like fake beards and shit like that.
It's fucking hilarious.
It is so
cute way
good.
To talk about steroids.
It is so like the story is so outlandish, you will not believe that it's real. The things that happen with all the weird like
it's like watching a Firefest documentary.
Yeah.
But on a much more like it actually had bigger impact in the overall like sports and high school sports community and stuff like that because of it.
It's really good.
These guys are
definitely
so
watch it.
It amazes me. That the shit that people think they can legitimately get away with. And they just don't think, oh, nothing's gonna ever come back to bite me in the ass. I'm like, you are literally, like, straight up breaking the law more often than not with these guys. And they're just like, whatever, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is it. I live my life paranoid that I ran a red light like 6 months ago and that's gonna catch up with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's based in Miami, so that's where Dan Levitard is based out in. And he always talks about, like, Miami's just full of doctors that are not doctors. Like, everywhere you go, every street corner, there are doctors that are not doctors, yeah. where they just say they are, and they do these things, and, like, this main guy who was the one that was, you know, I guess he had some science background, but he wasn't a doctor, but he just said he would, and he had the lab coat, and he had the fucking stethoscope or whatever. Dr. Nick, yeah. Totally bullshitting everybody, and he would inject people and just be like, all right, yeah, just take this thing, and you'll be fine, and then it just, if you don't do the right dosage, though, you might get dinged if you get a piss test or whatever. So just make sure you're taking it. If you're taking the right dosages, you'll be fine. Sometimes players wouldn't. They'd get dinged and, like, whatever. But, yeah.
But the problem is, like, so he talked about how Manny Ramirez was his first big client and how Manny Ramirez, if you remember, was, like, the tip of the iceberg for everyone starting to get popped back in the day. And he was like, shit, I'm totally screwed. But what he didn't account for was the fact that Manny was playing so well that once everyone figured out who was giving him the steroids, his business blew up because they were like, yeah. I want what Manny got, and, like, including A-Rod, supposedly, allegedly. I don't know if they ever actually, like, figured it out or not. But I think this is the same guy that did Cocaine Cowboys, by the way.
I believe so, yeah.
And that, if you've never seen that documentary, it is fucking amazing. It is a documentary about Miami in the 80s and how basically over the span of, like, a very, very short period of time because of the cocaine coming out of Colombia, it went from being a sleepy, like, port town to being what you would think of Miami in the 80s being, and it's all because of cocaine. But all the drug dealers were so fucking crazy that they would have shootouts in the middle of streets, like cowboys.
My city.
And so they called them the Cocaine Cowboys. That was, like, a name they used to call people that slung cocaine.
So
isn't that crazy?
There's nothing cooler than the Cocaine
Cowboys. The Cocaine Cowboys. They did a couple of them, but I recommend watching the first one because it really gives you a good... It's like, if you ever watched Narcos, it's Pablo Escobar is the big drug dealer out of Colombia, and he was the one that was largely responsible for bringing cocaine into the United States on the East Coast via Miami was a big port for that. On the West Coast, we had the Medellin, or not, we had the Cali cartel, whatever was out of Mexico. Actually, that wasn't Cali. Cali was out of Colombia as well. Whatever the Mexican cartel was, that was the ones bringing in the dope over here. But both good seasons of Narco, all three.
Remember the band Kitty?
No.
You remember that? That's such a weird throwback.
No.
Kitty was like
one of your weird pop rock bands.
Kitty was like an all-girls metal band that I was recently reminded of because I stumbled upon badassbuddy.com, and I tweeted about this. It's something that we used to have really cool buddy icons for AIM and AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
And because AOL had and AIM had, like, all the shitty sort of, like, default. You'd get a flower or a fucking teddy bear or a robot,
but it's
or whatever.
Like, I want a My Chemical Romance album cover.
Yes. And you would go to badassbuddy.com, and they had Korn, Limp Bizkit, Godsmack.
Yes.
They had fucking...
The classics.
They had Cartman. Like, everything you could possibly want that would make your fucking profile look bad.
Like, any t-shirt,
dude,
you could buy at Hot Topic,
yes,
you could also have it as your AIM buddy icon.
Blink 182, like, everything that I could have wanted. And I was scrolling through, and I was like, holy fuck, the website's still up.
That's amazing.
It's crazy to me. And
this is an Internet Explorers thing.
And so I fast forwarded I went all the way towards, like, because it's sorted by new. I went all the way to, like, page 168, and Kitty was one of the things. And I just had a fucking, like, shot of nostalgia.
That's awesome.
Because I hadn't thought or seen of that band. I never listened to him, but it was like, if you listen to Korn and Limp Bizkit, Kitty was like the all-girls metal band, yeah. And they were, like, crazy and weird, and I don't know if they were hot or not, but I maybe they were. But they were, like, Hot Topic fucking in a band.
Somebody said, it makes me think, somebody tweeted out, or maybe it was just a viral tweet that I saw, who the hell knows, but they were like, hey, did people in the early 2000s, like, constantly worry about their butt crack hanging out with their low-rise jeans? And they said it kind of ironically, and I was like, yeah, we did. But that also gave us the glory of the thong hanging out.
Yeah, whale tail. Remember.
Yeah, the whale tail.
I've never heard that.
I know. I can. Never no, heard you didn't. You didn't have to draw. As someone who watched Lita wrestle, I totally can visualize exactly.
That was the goal early 2000s. I grew up in a great time.
You really did. Yeah. I came up age.
Were girls
time.
In your school doing it?
100%.
I went to a Catholic school, so I wouldn't know. That shit that isn't allowed.
Yeah, I know. It was fantastic. It was that, and it was the this is more the middle school era, but, like, definitely was which I guess, like, the people a couple years older than me, they would have been reaping the benefits of this. But it was the tied up shirt in the back.
Oh yeah.
It's like, you're not washing a car. What you doing?
It's tramp stamp, man. We got to prepare the area for the tramp stamp.
Prepare the area. Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. I don't know one person that got a tramp stamp during that time frame. Shouldn't get a tramp stamp. Two things. Shouldn't get a tramp stamp when you're 13. No one should tramp stamp someone when they're 13.
First off, it's not. I mean, it's not. That's why it's illegal to give someone a tattoo when they're 13.
Chinatown, baby.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. I see it's Japanese.
Lost.
Which one was Lost?
Remember the show Lost? That happened. That's how Matthew Fox got his.
Oh, really?
Remember, yeah.
God, those always look so painful. Those are like
the Japanese style. Where they have to, like,
is it only Japanese? I guess someone knows like other.
Oh, actually, I think Hawaii, like Samoans and Hawaiians and stuff like that do, like Pacific Islanders
do as
well. It
looks so painful.
But that shit looks like, I have a friend of mine that got that done in Japan. He got a koi fish. It's dope as shit. But he was like, it took a
koi fish
time.
Is like such an Incubus thing. Speaking of 90s bands.
God bless.
God damn, Incubus was so good.
God damn.
What's better in your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna get a little nasty right
Let's
now.
Do
but
it,
I'm gonna ask you this question.
Do it.
I want to go around the table. You guys can feel free to chime in on this.
Okay.
The super low rise jean.
Yeah.
Or the high waisted jean.
We're talking about attractive?
The modern?
Yeah. The modern high waisted keep it high and tight jean.
Dude. Honestly, it's such a I got love Sophie's in every direction, right? Because the thing is, it's like you look back at the low-waisted, and it's just like, yo, shout out to that time. That was great. But you look at it, and if people were like that now, it'd feel off. It'd feel weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you see modern day, Marissa Tomei, Aunt May.
Yeah.
Right?
We're in the high
And you're just
rises.
Like,
in a high rise,
does it get better? I'm not sure that it does.
It's a good look. The high-waisted jeans is a good look right now.
But I feel it's way easier to fuck that up than it is the other look.
The thing I would be worried about, right, and this is what I always spend a lot of time worrying. No, I'm not worried about that. I got a great butt. My butt is probably the part of my body I like best. My eyes. Those are great, too. A little winky smile.
I've always said you have a good brown eye.
What I'm always worried about. This is again, do you want to sketch me? Draw me, Jack. Draw me.
$70.
There it is. What I'd be worried about is I'm always like worried that I'd be the last guy wearing the high waisted jeans and they're not cool anymore. And no one would tell me. They're like, oh, Nick's still wearing those.
Wait, hold on.
Jeans. Remember, like,
guys now?
No, I meant I would be the last person. Like, this is why I'm always worried about when these fashion trends come up. Because remember, we had a friend, I'm not going to name names. But who worked at IGN, and when those like Arabic style scarves came in, they're really, really popular where guys would just start wearing scarves inside all of a sudden. I went
infinity
down
Infinity scarves?
No, they weren't infinity scarves, but they were like actually like they
you
just had
about
more
Finnegan?
No.
Darren Brazil.
No. But I'm sure
really?
he still has a couple. No. I'm not gonna name names because I don't want to call people out. But he was he wore them like a year too long.
Fran?
No, Fran. No, stop asking. I'm not going to tell you, even if it was funny. And I was just talking to myself. I was like, somebody should tell that person that those aren't in style anymore, and that he looks like, especially because it's of a specific like region and ethnic background. There's a fine line between
Nathan
those,
Drake.
Yeah, those,
Nathan Drake,
those styles.
That's who you're
talking about. There's a fine line between wearing that and then when it's out of style. If you keep wearing it, it's like that's kind of a bad look right now.
Man. Yeah, man, that's very true.
No. Do you want me to write it down?
Write it down, and then we'll tear it up. We'll tear that off.
I'll tell you later.
I need to do... Stop it. Put your phone down.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just trying to see what you were tweeting out.
PlayStation tweets.
Okay.
It is with great emotion that we announce that Worldwide Studios chairman Sean Layden will be departing SIE. His visionary leadership will be greatly missed. We wish him success in future endeavors and are deeply grateful for his years of service. Thanks for everything, Sean.
Whoa. Holy shit.
That's big.
It's huge. And the way it's being handled with a random-ass tweet at 4 o'clock on September 30th tells me something's happening. That is a weird... PlayStation, for all my years of covering them, he is the guy in charge of SIE. You know what I mean? Worldwide Studios Chairman. But remember, that was a big deal when they shifted all that power. And Jim Ryan technically is charged. But you know what I'm saying? He's There's usually a really well-prepared press release that's in my inbox. Here's this thing. Here's the successor. Here's how we're doing it.
Yeah.
This is a tweet. Sean Layden has tweeted nothing. This is really, really fucking weird.
You think they heard Games Daily today, and they're just like, oh, Tim and Greg, we're talking about how Phil Spencer's killing it.
Get rid of the Sean guy. You know what? Just right off the bat.
Damn. Holy shit.
Wanted that on there before. I wanted your reaction.
That's crazy, man.
Before anything got ruined.
Look what I saw. I started goodness. Writing. I'm just trying to figure out what happened with Sean Layden.
I know. I was going to bring it up. We'll have a long discussion tomorrow on Games Daily. I'm sure about it.
You have any gut check like feelings on what that might be? Or
I mean, that's
in
what
2019,
I'm saying.
I'm not liking what they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing about it: is it nefarious? Is it just whatever? Is it the fact? There's like no details. Is it immediate? Does he have a successor? But yeah, it's the fact. If it was bad stuff, like really, if it was Me Too bad, right? I don't think they'd be saying it as pleasantly as they are here, right?
Yeah, if there was even ways.
If there was blood in the water, I don't think they'd be. We wish him success in future endeavors and are deeply grateful for his years.
Maybe
thanks
it's
for
a
everything,
contract
Sean.
Thing. Maybe they just couldn't reach terms or something like that on a new contract. And they're like, well, or he's got another gig lined up. Who knows? That's crazy.
Still a weird way to do it. And everybody's saying I should do it, and I'm saying I probably should be the new. I should. It's time for me to rise up
as your lawyer,
God,
worldwide
you
studio chairman.
So quickly
as your lawyer.
Where's like, Pat upon?
Three
you know
days
I mean?
In, you would be crying and like just be like, "I'm quitting. I'm done."
In reality, I mean, it's too early. I won't be tweeting it, but we're among our best friends here. It's like now it's shoes time. Give Shoe the
hell
fucking
yeah,
promotion.
Dude.
Come
Let's
on.
Let's go. Does he want it?
I don't know. You assume so. She's been around forever, right? You see him drink. You see him popping. You see him popping the champs with Hideo Kojima.
Fuck yeah, man!
And that model.
I didn't see that part.
He was popping champs with the model.
Yeah, it was like a Brazilian model. Kojima posted a photo of this like really cute girl, and I was like, "Who's this?"
Let's go to it.
She's at.
Is this a Japanese one or his English one?
Japanese.
You gotta go to Kojima.
And then I had to Google who she was, and apparently she's like a very popular model in somewhere else, maybe not Brazil. Scroll down a band.
It's the bottom left image of media on the top right, Kev.
Yeah. Oh, there's Shu. That's what I'm talking about. And this is just is she in the game, I guess?
Well, like, yeah, because he posted another photo of, like, her, like, you know, the photo that every celebrity has taken in front of
the
Ludens.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
She's the one they modeled the character off of in the game, though, right?
No.
I thought she was.
No, that was...
about Quiet.
Yeah, Stephanie.
No, I remember seeing something like him talking about her a long time ago as being, like, someone they took the look from, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. If you scroll to the right,
look at how delightful Shuhei looks in this.
He's
picture.
The best. Look at him right there.
God, I love him.
That's
love
my him. Man.
Look at the dude. Go back, Kev. Look at the dude in the white in the back.
Yeah.
Shu.
Yeah, I love Shu. God, man, I love him.
God bless him.
I fucking love him. Can you click out though, really quick, Kev?
What
is that? Fuck. Never mind. It's like it's a tweet or two before that, but it's I had to Google who she was because I had no idea who she was, and then I saw these photos of like Shoe's there too. What's this weird, like, kind of cool party they're doing?
I don't know. I want to go to it. Cool and I was party. In Japan. I'm sad I didn't get invited, first off. Second off,
the there she is. Mala Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This reminds me of something funny that total non sequitur, but there's grapes in that picture. When I got to my hotel, they put grapes out for us. And they're these gigantic Japanese grapes. And I started eating. I'm like, oh, these are good. They're hearty, though. And I ate a bunch of them. And then my buddy was like, 2 days later, he was like, "Oh man, the grapes here are great. Just make sure you peel them." I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, you're not supposed to eat the skin on those." I was like, "What's gonna happen?"
Yeah, I'm checking just over here. IGN has no more details either. Matt Kim's just reporting the tweet. Layden joined Sony as part of its corporate communications department in 1987.
Damn.
And now you're leaving with a tweet from the official PlayStation account. Be like, "Bye."
Oh my God. First
it's like, Reggie. It's like getting broken up with over a text.
That's not
you think
a good
he doesn't
sign,
know?
Man.
Sean's in PlayStation VR right now, trying something out. He pops it up. What the hell?
Damn, that's crazy that they did it. Yeah, you would think if it was positive, it would be a messaging from him first, right?
Yeah, or a statement. I keep refreshing my email looking for something, but nothing so far.
Oh my God.
More on this develops. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of developments, let me tell you about the developments. This is in a page. This is in the show. Let me tell you about a development. We have Patreon producers. It's Bert Meg and Karen O'Donnell. Yeah, we also have sponsors,
hey, Bert.
Movement and HelloFresh. Let's check in with them. This episode of the Kinda Funny podcast is brought to you by Movement. Let me ask you something. How much time do you spend in front of your digital screens? For me and everyone at Kinda Funny, I know we spend hours here looking at screens between the phone, the work computers, we're binging new shows, we're playing the video games. You know how it is. Andy does too. And that's why Andy started wearing Movement's Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. They're built to protect your eyes from blue light that's known to cause eye strain, discomfort, and poor sleeping patterns. If you haven't watched Andy's Instagram, terrible sleep patterns, the Everscroll are there to help him. They don't look like other computer glasses you see out there. They take Movement's best-selling glasses, frames, and add blue light filtering lenses to them so you don't have to sacrifice style for functionality. They look just like regular glasses, no yellow tint lenses like you find on other blue light blockers. The average person spends almost 7 hours a day in front of a screen. I know I do more than that. Movement's blue light glasses help us change our habits so we can keep up with an ever-changing technological world. Everscroll blue light filtering glasses start at just $65. Whether you're at the office, scrolling on your phone, or unwinding from a long day, Everscroll glasses have you covered. Better focus, better sleep, better style. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/kinda. Shop for the Movement Everscroll glasses. They filter out the blue light. Protect your eyes and look great doing it. Go to movement.com/kinda. That's MVMT.com/kinda. Join the movement. Our other sponsor, it's HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, get easy seasonal recipes delivered with pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. All you have to do is cook and enjoy. You guys know I love cooking. That's why I made a show called Cooking with Greggy. And we've been using HelloFresh. They spend all the food there. You open up the individual stuff. It's all in brown paper bags. Guess what? It's easy. You go through, you make the chicken tenders. You make the burgers. You make the buffalo burgers. I like burgers a lot. HelloFresh makes cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. From step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients, you'll have everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. Say goodbye to endless grocery store trips and takeout food. HelloFresh has you covered. Make deliciousness part of every week. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 20-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each and every week. There's something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian, and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. Burgers are good. You can easily change your delivery days, food preferences, or skip a week whenever you want. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/kinda80. And then enter kinda80. Again, HelloFresh.com/kinda80 and enter kinda80 as your promo code. And now we're back.
How about that?
I gotta bounce.
All right, Tim's gonna go do stuff.
Yes. Can you organize some thumbnails and headlines?
Can I organize some emails and hangouts?
Headlines.
Sure, yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
It's simple. Pens. I thought he said,
can you organize some juggernauts and juggernauts?
I heard, can you organize some head rolls and some whatnots?
I can organize all of these things. Very simply, I can organize all these things.
Pens. What do y'all think about grapefruits?
I hate them.
No,
really? Everybody here.
I don't hate them.
Oh my God, I love grapefruit.
I don't like grapefruit.
Do you eat like the peel?
No, only lemons. I do that with.
Now, how do you eat the grapefruit? Do you put a ton of sugar on top of it like most people?
No, I don't do sugar. I do salt.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
It's so good, dude. It is so good. I never understood the sugar thing until like maybe 4 years into my grapefruit eating career. I didn't know it was a thing.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've ever just eaten a grapefruit.
Really?
I've had grapefruit in like a salad, a fruit salad. Yeah, sure, for sure. I've never. You know how they in TV they'd show up cut in half. Sitting there in a bowl.
That's why I'm just thinking about it.
I've never been eating a grapefruit and not wished it was a pineapple. I wish it was a pineapple.
Pineapples are great.
People give me a grapefruit and I go, oh, is that pineapple? And I get super excited. Or an orange, I get super excited. And they go, no, it's better. It's grapefruit. And I go, fuck you. Take it. Smash it in your eyes and blind yourself. Never bring me a grapefruit again.
Grapefruit
not only that, but
so good.
We ordered breakfast in the hotel that we were staying at in Japan. And it came with a daily juice. And the first one was like a yuzu. And like it was like a kiwi yuzu strawberry. It was so
what the fuck is a yuzu?
Good.
Can you Google yuzu for me? Kevin?
I might have said that
Somebody's
word.
Somebody's got to spell it. Right.
I have no idea. And then the next day we were expecting the same one, and it was like it was grapefruit. Suck it. What's up, Kev?
Was that like a little yogurt bottle?
That's Yoo-hoo.
Oh, close.
Yeah, I've never just eaten a grapefruit.
Yeah, okay, so there's different ways to do it. Like, we've
gone through the grapefruit method on the Game Over Greggy show.
Yeah, sure, that's one of them.
You weren't working here at that time, right?
No, God,
what did you think when you saw that?
Oh, my God, I was laughing super hard.
This is the best,
laughing
though.
Super
Nick's
hard.
The best.
Hey, Tim's back, everybody. Tim. Oh, you need a pen? We got a lot of pens.
Oh, hold on.
Can I have this Fairmont pen? Thanks.
Idiot. So there's two different ways to do it.
You got the best of that deal.
Kevin, can I get the Skycam?
Yeah. Okay.
So there's two different ways to do it. So, like, you can... Wait, how? Okay.
There you go, right there.
So you can... You cut it in half, right?
Right.
We're talking about the grapefruit?
Yeah, you cut the grapefruit.
Do we really... That is not a grapefruit. Oh, fuck. I ate my words on that one.
Oh, it's hard to see.
I thought he was making some kind of weird oval
it's
shit.
I'm gonna try to help you on this one.
Okay, yeah, please do.
No, I can't.
Oh, you can't?
Hold on.
Let me see if I can. I could just maybe do a couple dark
Nick,
lines.
Nick, do you ever see the definition of my arms and be like, God, Greg's got it.
Greg got it.
Greg's got
no.
it.
No.
What does he
no,
got?
No, I never see that.
Look at that right there. Jesus Christ, man.
All
right,
hold on.
I look like G.I. Jane.
Give me 2 seconds.
All right, no problem, man.
I gotta start lifting more. I think about this.
Oh, thing. Yeah. Wait, kind of. It's kind of. Oh, you can see it in the shadows.
You know
what
this reminds me of? When I watched Wolf of Wall Street on the plane, and it got to the part where Margot Robbie's nude scene, and they cropped it this much that it was that grainy. That's what it looked like. It was just her face. I was like, well, there's more to her body. You could have not cropped it that much.
Don't be a pervert.
So one of my favorite things to do with the grapefruit, right, I put a lot of salt.
Good at drawing things.
I put a lot of salt on it. And then you get a spoon, and you scoop out each compartment, each sector. Yeah. So you go to sector A,
like
sector
B. Like
you're
a building.
Yeah, you go to sector A1, A2, A3, A4, and then you go to sector B1, B2, B3, B4, and then C1, C2, C3, C4. And you dig through it and make sure there's enough salt on it. But the great thing is, though, sometimes you don't get it all in one scoop. So there's a little bit of leftover sometimes. And
leftover salt or flesh?
Flesh. No. Well, not only flesh, like actual pulp. So the, sometimes you don't get a great scoop in, which you might think is like a downside. Like, oh, I fucked up. I didn't get it on the first try. But the leftover is really good because there's a lot of juice in there, too. So you could go in for an extra scoop, and there's going to be a lot of juice in there. Slurp that bad boy
up. This is how I know that everyone's different, because there's nothing that you could do to make me enjoy what you just said.
It's so good.
And for some reason, it lights up a different part of your brain than mine, because I, right now, I'm holding back a gag reflex when you say salt on top of a grapefruit.
Really?
But if you said salt on top of cottage cheese,
oh what the fuck?
Dr. Jones, let's go find the archaeological dig.
Kevin, now, if you want to be a galaxy brain, 200 IQ galaxy brain, some twang lemon lime on a grapefruit.
Whoa! Woo!
That gets me going even more. Awful.
I was so mad at you the other day, by the way, because we did the Oreo, the great Doritos ranking, finally, after popular demand. And I wanted one of those Dinamantes.
Dinamitas. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go back. It's early in the day. I expect them to still be there. And I looked, and they weren't there. And I was like, I bet Andy has them at his desk. And I got very excited. I look, nothing on your desk. Look down in your trash can. Crumpled bag. You motherfucker.
So they had been attacked. And I had to jump in and be like, I need to eat these before they're all gone.
You got to get them home. It's like when you have a hot cousin, and you're like, I got to. That's Jives from Wolf of Wall Street. Again. Oh. Sorry. It's a great scene where he's like, I wasn't going to let my friends fuck her, so I had to fuck her. She's so my cousin. Like, I can't
let. What a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
It's such a good movie. I knew that they were going to be attacked, and I walked over here, and I think Kevin was eating them. Or they were near Kevin's desk. No?
No?
I think he's joking.
Are you talking about control?
I got the bag from over there.
I definitely had the salsa verde ones here.
Huh.
I didn't like the salsa verde ones, though. Man. Oh, man. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. You okay? You can take off if you need to.
I'm sorry, guys. You know how I am.
You got to jump on
it. I got a lot of contacts in here. A lot of people on the inside asking questions, giving my thoughts.
If you got to take off, Andy and I got this, man.
I also need to pee real bad.
Go pee.
Why don't you all take off, and Kevin and I will just stare at each other.
Oh, we got it. We'll do the show.
Kevin, why don't we bring up Netflix? Let's start watching something on Netflix.
I almost convinced Nick to bring Doritos out on this show.
But it's just not a pleasant experience.
I know, but I'm aware of that. It's not when you have like Gary Witt on a show. He's like, "What people love?" And I'm like, "No, they hate it." Like I would turn the mic away. We'd eat in the corner, like shameful little raccoons. You know what I mean? It'd be great.
When did Gary give us this amazing new face that I see all over Twitter now? Or he's doing the.
Oh, that's like fucking old. That came from KFAF, and I don't know where people grabbed that from.
I think he took that photo. Oh, God. No, I'm thinking of the Crazy Eyes one where he was making fun of you at the Halloween place. What's it called?
Spirit Halloween. Yeah.
He took that photo kind of mocking you.
Sure, yeah, he does that.
But I don't know where that other one with the tongue at was taken. Dude, I hate that photo.
I hate it. It's great.
It's so gross.
It's so great. I hate it.
It's a disgusting photo.
You gotta go ahead.
He's like doing his Kiss thing. He's
doing Kiss.
Kiss.
Gene Simmons.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of him?
I have.
He used to rock, man. Before your time.
I'm thinking of like the fucking best. I've been thinking about this joke a lot. Mm-hmm. My favorite line in The Office where he's hiding his fucking cold sore. And he ends up thinking it becomes herpes. He ends up like apologizing at past women he's been with, saying like, "I have herpes," and they're like, "No, that's a cold sore." But at one point,
cold sore is herpes. Though.
Yeah,
he's covering it his upper lip with a fake mustache or whatever, and then he's like, "It's a pimple." Avril Lavigne gets them all the time, and she rocks harder than anyone alive. That's just like one of my favorite lines.
Oh my god, that's really good. I guess I gotta go back and watch The Office. I just can't, dude. I can't get into it.
Why can't you? It's a great show.
It's not that great.
You got into it.
Overrated.
Overrated.
No.
We were all watching Phoenix. Overrated.
I had no choice. I was held prisoner in that really cold Airbnb.
It was so cold. But our rooms in the back were so hot.
Not mine. Mine was fucking freezing.
I know. The back room was cold. Yeah. The very front was super, super cold.
Remember when I hid in there and you didn't know I was there and I fucking got you?
All right. Let's bring in a question from one BJ Bernardo.
Love him.
All right. I love him too. Clean our palates. Get in here. Clean our minds a bit. Yeah.
Sirp up some of that grapefruit juice.
Hi, y'all. Your loved one has been sent to hell unjustly. So you decided to get them back. But you know you can't do it alone. Pick two Kinda Funny members, those who actually work for Kinda Funny, to ride into hell with. Now pick one celebrity to round out your team. Who do you choose and why? Do you like your odds? Rules. Number one. You can include part-timers. Number two, you choose how to get them back. So you can be sneaky or guns blazing. Choose your team based on this choice. Number three, it is only you four. No one else can come with you. However, you can bring weapons that you and your team can carry.
Man, they take a lot of the hypotheticals out of them.
And
yeah,
these
are really specific.
These earth weapons will work on the enemies.
Oh.
Number four, if you fail, your loved one is down there forever. Number five, if you fail, you and your team will be sent back to Earth physically unharmed. Good luck, BJ.
In this case, my loved one's Elizabeth Olsen. We'll put it on the record right now.
What's that?
Elizabeth Olsen is my loved one.
Wow. Oh, you mean Elizabeth Olsen's down there?
Yeah.
But you have to know this person in real life.
Yeah, I know her. I've seen her a lot.
Now, first off, he says a loved one. If Andy loves Elizabeth Olsen, this could be a great icebreaker that he's here to save her from hell.
She's trapped down there. She has no idea who I am. I show up. I'm like, we got to get out of here.
I
got to
get you out of here.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll go along with this hypothetical. As long as if you promise me if you ever meet Elizabeth Olsen, you have to tell her about this.
Everybody tweet this at Elizabeth Olsen. It's pretty
She doesn't have Twitter.
Call her Liz.
Unfortunate.
Hey, Liz Olsen.
Lizzie.
Lizzie Olsen. I mean, easy question for me. Who do I take with me? You take Kevin, you take Cool Greg. Okay. Man, right there, we've got 90% of our bases covered.
That's a team right there.
You don't even need a celebrity at this point.
Do I need... Exactly. Fuck celebrities. I would take Keanu Reeves just so we can hang out with him. Yeah. So we can hang out with him.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Because he'd be chill. He'd mellow it out.
Cool Greg. Cool Greg's weapon of choice, of course, the 40. Okay? Edward 40 hands. We make everyone do Edward 40 hands.
What about
hands.
When the first one breaks?
What's that?
What about when the first 40 breaks?
That's when the stabbing starts. And that's when I break my level one out of hell. See what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, though, huh? Just to chill out with?
Just I want to meet him. Talk to him
that's
about
great point.
Hey,
another
man.
Great icebreaker.
How's
this is actually a good way, too. What if it's your mom in hell? You bring Elizabeth Olsen. Great icebreaker.
I as the celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Hey, mom.
Wow. Because suddenly something's in danger, when you have like a task that needs to be completed, you kind of bonded together, you know?
Well, yeah. Also, if you bring her there, and your mom would have to accept her because she's in hell.
That's true.
And if she doesn't, you just leave her ass in hell.
That's true.
See what I'm saying? Hey, mom, this is Elizabeth. We're going to get married. I don't like her. Well,
too bad
I don't have to open that cage.
Shit. Okay, wait. Okay, here's what I'm doing. Okay. I'm bringing along Kevin.
Yeah.
And Greg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're menacing.
I am.
You've got this sort of menacing body.
That's true.
Yeah. God damn it. You've got everything about you.
You've got a menacing body. And
did you get more hair? Did you get it? Like,
it grows.
Okay.
It grows.
And again,
manscaping the entire body.
You know the whole thing?
No.
And Kevin for the same reasons. Like, you know, a quick thinker.
Let's put it this way. Kevin.
Menacing body, too.
Another menacing body.
Very menacing.
If nothing else, he's the only one that has Leatherman on him.
Got
you see
it.
What I'm saying?
That's a great
None
point.
None of us are going to be tools. We're going to get to a fucking door. We're like, can't open it.
No,
Kevin,
we can bring Earth weapons.
We can bring Earth weapons, though.
It's true, but you have to decide on that ahead of time.
Yeah, no one else can. Okay.
But then we got to go get him. I don't want to go get Earth weapons.
Well, we send Cool Greg and Kevin to get him.
We just send Cool Greg out to hang out. Like, Cool Greg, just bring back whatever your friends are playing with out back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. So, okay. And then. The celebrity that I'm bringing is Elizabeth Olsen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the loved one that I am saving
is...
I'm trying to think of like someone else I love. Another celebrity that I have a huge crush on.
Elizabeth Hurley.
You're flying too close to the sun on this one because it's not impressive when you bring another celebrity, save a celebrity, and you're in love with both of them because then they're going to both know you're playing the field on both of them.
I mean, do they though, or have I just doubled my odds?
Oh, he's making a lot of sense.
You're actually upping the odds that they're going to be like, oh my God, we worked on that picture together. It's so good to see you again. Thanks for getting out of
Oh, you know Andy
let's
too?
Let's go hang out.
Well, yeah,
hang
we've been
Hollywood
hanging out. And then I just, and then you just figure it out. You get a good vibe from either one. Who's a woman I love?
Gal Gadot.
Someone from your list of Emily's.
Oh, yeah. I have a list of Emily's.
Emily Blunt would be great.
I have a list of Emma's. Oh, Emily Blunt should be on the list, honestly. I'll go with
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I'll go with
just get him out of acting hell.
I'll go with Emmy Rossum.
I have no idea who that
is. Oh, Emmy Rossum's hot.
I'll go with Emmy Rossum.
Who is she? Yeah.
She's from...
Can I get a photo of Emmy Rossum on the phone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like on an old Disney Channel movie, but recently she's more known for her work on that Shameless show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a huge crush on her.
Sure. Oh, okay. I know.
And I'm sure there's... I don't know. I'm sure there's someone else I can think of, but Emmy Rossum comes to mind.
Okay.
So we're saving her, and me and Elizabeth Olsen, you know, it could just be that we become friends. Because the worst case scenario is I become friends with Elizabeth Olsen. I'm friends with the whole MCU, bro.
Are you, though? Because is she that in it?
I get this brought along.
Is she like that, Gwyneth Paltrow, who doesn't realize, remember, having been in any of these movies?
Great point.
See, I'm just saying that. I don't know.
We don't know. We're not insulting you. Elizabeth
Olsen knows.
You run the risk because she hasn't been in that many movies, and maybe she's not that into it. Because I know what you're thinking. It's a great concept. Can we call RDJ right now and get him out to come party with us? I know he doesn't drink anymore, but I'll just drink a coffee and hang out with him. She's probably like, I don't really know him that well because I've only been in like four movies with him. So maybe fuck off, Andy.
ScarJo
is a better in if you want a female who has been in everything, who probably really, really knows what's up with.
Now,
like,
I don't mean
RDJ
to say, I don't mean to poop on your plan here.
She's still got
Black
Widow coming,
and
out.
For different reasons. Andy's trying to find love. You're trying to find people to party with.
Isn't that the same?
Well,
people like you, isn't that love?
I'm trying to find love, but the second option is becoming like friends with these really cool people. That's the worst case scenario. If I don't find love, if Emmy Rossum ends up rejecting me, you know, worst case scenario, I'm friends with Elizabeth Olsen, and you know,
but
and it's a long journey.
And this is not a knock against Elizabeth Olsen.
Sounds
right?
Like it's about to be.
Oh,
a knock.
You know what? Then I'm just bringing RDJ with me.
There you go. That's a better idea.
I'm bringing RDJ with me
because I just feel like Elizabeth Olsen's not going to be into the stuff that you're into.
Yeah,
and it's not.
You don't think she likes streaming on Twitch and eating Mountain Dew and putting Twang straight into her mouth?
I think if she liked that, she'd be her sisters, and she does not like her sisters.
She doesn't like her sisters.
I mean, she likes her sisters. She's not like her sisters.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
That's why I'm single, huh? You kind of just.
It's just that thing you're like perpetually 22. Because
you leave one apartment to go to your other apartment where you stream here and then you stream there. You might as well build a tube like Vegas so you never have to see the outside. Like a fucking walking boy in the bubble.
Yeah.
So you're bringing RDJ now.
Bringing RDJ, yeah. Bringing RDJ because, and we're saving Elizabeth Olsen. No, and me are awesome.
Okay.
Because yes, they can bond. Yes, I know the worry that you have here, Greg, is that like we're going to get there. They'd be like, oh, RDJ, fuck my friend, you know, whatever. No, the whole thing is I am being tasked to save Elizabeth Olsen. And when we get there, RDJ's like, no. He brought me along. Like, he's the one who wants to save you. I'm here like, it's all Andy. Like, Andy's killing it. Obviously, look at him.
I feel like what you're underscoring with my pick.
He eats goldfish for lunch.
My pick of Keanu is that he's already been to hell once. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Remember that?
He knows it.
He knows
also Devil's Advocate. Remember that?
Oh
yeah.
Good. That's,
also,
good movie.
Is it a good movie?
There's another one of them.
A lot of nudity.
A lot of nudity.
That's pretty much all
Al Pacino
I remember,
eating up scenery.
What's the...
Look, but don't touch.
Don't touch.
Touch, but don't taste. Smell. Taste, but don't enjoy.
What's the movie that... not Johnny Mnemonic.
Great movie.
He did a movie
Flatliners.
Where...
Flatliners.
No. Keanu Reeves did a movie where it's
Point Break.
It's kind of like End of Days style.
Oh, Constantine.
Yeah, Constantine. Yeah.
That was actually a good movie.
Yeah.
Good comic book movie.
If that movie, yeah, I'm bummed.
That was cool.
Because they should have made more of those. Those are cool.
I like
that. All right, so you guys are fucked up. Of course, for me, we're going to save Porty. Porty is in hell.
Oh,
was I supposed to pick someone to save? Because I just want to go party in hell with our.
We assumed
I mean, I saw him in those costumes. He's already in hell.
That's fun.
First off, he loves it.
He looks cute as fuck.
I know it.
God damn it.
As everybody says, the first pick from The Office has to be Kevin. We need a guy who can get things done.
Yeah.
We need a guy who's a leather man.
Not afraid to do just a pull-up randomly for no reason. Just pull up Kevin.
If there's some kind of weird, like, pipe like that's like filled with shit, like Shawshank Redemption. Kevin is not gonna blink when I'm like, you need to crawl through this to get on the other side of the door. Kevin's like, got it, Greg.
Even if the door's open, I need you to crawl through this shit
don't
pipe.
Don't make it an insult.
It's not an insult. We all picked you because you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
There's one person I'm directing.
Now here's
at.
Where you all swung and missed.
Yeah.
Except for maybe Andy picking me. That was a good pick. I'm bringing Joey. Of course, we are in hell. I'm going
to
need somebody on the good
to
guys
scare.
Team. No, so, you know, Joey, she went to Catholic school too, right? She
so,
knows
sure.
the ins and outs of this, right? She's probably a confirmed Catholic. She knows the Eucharist.
Yeah.
She knows the sacraments like myself. She has a confirmed name like I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're going to get in there.
Name?
Timothy. We're going to get in there and That's we're going to fuck these people up. Do you want to know the story behind it?
Not really. Sure.
So I didn't take it all that seriously, confirmation, obviously, because
yeah.
at that point I'm like, just get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is hell.
But when it was time to pick it, you have to pick a saint's name. So, of course, I submitted Clark.
Yeah.
And they're like, there is no Saint Clark. What are you doing?
You're like, you don't know that.
Bruce. There is no Saint Bruce. Finally, like, fuck, I cracked a book and went into it. Found Saint Timothy for Timothy Drake, the third Robin, of course.
There you go.
Of course.
Okay.
So me and Joey are rolling in there. We're the holy rollers. You know what I mean? We got God on our side. We got the cross. We got the holy water.
This
we're all set.
This is a great choice, too, because Joey will bring lots of wine, and wine makes people sleepy. Sleepy puts everyone to sleep.
Also, it'll be consecrated, so there you go.
Yeah, and I'm going to party. Boom, let's party.
Exactly. And then, of course, my celebrity is going to be none other than The Rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need somebody in there. Like, think about it. For, like... It's going to be a Colossus Wolverine situation with Kevin.
Yeah.
Where we're going to need to get up somewhere high, and Kevin's going to go fastball special. And The Rock's going to grab Kevin and swing around and throw him up there.
Put him in his palm and just put him up there.
We got a fucking team, guys.
That's great.
We got a fucking team.
That's a great squad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. The only downside to you hanging out with The Rock is The Rock's going to be like, wait, Scarpino's hanging out with Keanu Reeves? I got to go hang out with him. I'm on the other side trying to break my personality.
I'm in another hell.
Alternate hell dimension. I didn't realize we were all I didn't know we were doing it at the same time. I thought it was like a hypothetical situation for one of us at every time.
No, it's a time what's the word I'm looking for?
Time loop, time flat, circle, time. Time's up.
I think like a time like what time trial. Whoever does it fastest.
Oh wow.
That person lives.
Who do you think what team you think does it fastest?
I think you.
I think
you're The Rock.
Thank
yeah.
Because Keanu Reeves is just going to sit there, be sad.
No, he's
RDJ
John Wick.
Is going to talk
he's
and joke around.
Shoot everyone.
That's him in a movie.
No, that's a good point. Keanu Reeves is like an actually good firearms expert.
But
yeah.
Bullets aren't doing shit. Like, I understand that they do damage, but you're like, what, you got infinite bullets? You know what I mean?
In hell.
Great point.
So, Kevin,
it's
you want to take.
Carry.
So, you want to take like the stealth route?
I mean,
because I'll
I
tell you
like
what, with The Rock, there ain't no stealth.
Rock's there when we need him. We got a rock. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like
who's a famous person who's also a priest? Because then they're blessing all the water.
Jared Petty.
They're blessing all the water, and like you're.
So that's
like,
a great point.
Technically,
there.
Greg can marry people, so he's a priest.
Great point
true.
Too.
I don't think that's
right.
how that
yeah,
works.
Man, you have like a full World of Warcraft crew. You have your tank. You have your your fucking healer.
Your paladin. Yeah, that's good.
My drunken Joey.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four. Sometimes three best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic from their lives to talk to you about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. A couple of bucks gets you the exclusive pre and post show, along with the episode ad-free. You can watch it as we record it live or get it later. Then, if you have no money to give us, no big deal. Days later, it goes live on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. No pre and post show. It has ads, but it's still a pretty dang good show. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We had a great
you know
time
I'm saying?
Today. We had a good, like, mellow conversation about pens for 45 minutes.
I liked
minutes.
It. It was soothing.
It was fun.
Yeah. We're going to do a post show right now. But until next time, for everybody else, no. It's been our pleasure to serve you.
You know what, Funko? This pen should cost $3 max.
Absolutely.